You may already feel exhausted by the presidential campaign, but gird yourselves because today marks exactly 1 year till Election Day. The primary campaigns are well underway. With another 12 months left to go, we surveyed voters from around the country about the issues they want to hear presidential candidates focus on and what they're already tired of hearing about. Here's NPR's Sarah McCammon.
On clear fall days, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is a popular stop for visitors from all over the country. Like Mark Gannon of Dublin, Ohio. He's got a list of things he wants the next resident of this address to make a priority.
I think the economy is probably number one in my mind. You know, defense is certainly important. I think immigration is something that we need to address as a country as well.
Gannon voted for Republican Mitt Romney in 2012, and he says he's likely to support the GOP nominee next year. Fred and Maria LaCourte of Milwaukee lean Republican, too, and they have similar concerns.
Tax reform, national security, immigration, most of the main issues that most of the Americans are concerned about. Because I believe all of those issues are affecting the economy and the future of the United States.
Economic issues are also top of mind for Jonathan Weber of Los Angeles. He's a Democrat.
I definitely want to hear the candidates talk about income inequality. I think that's a big problem in this country. I think that, you know, too many people are benefiting from a system at the expense of others.
Voters around the country that we interviewed this week had at least as many issues they're tired of hearing candidates talk about. Here's Republican voter Mark Gannon again.
I think a lot of the social issues I'm just really tired of hearing about. I mean, I think, you know, people use those to divide people.
Kim Williamson, who we reached in Phoenix, Arizona, voted for Obama in 2012. She says it's time to stop talking about the Constitution, or at least candidates' personal readings of the document.
Many of the candidates state their interpretation of the Constitution as saying that that is what our forefathers intended. And I don't believe that there's that many constitutional specialists that are currently running for either party.
And the number one thing voters of all stripes told us they want the candidates to please, please stop talking about.
Really, each other. I get so tired of hearing all of them bashing each other.
One another. Yes. Really picking at one another.
You can stop that. We don't talk about what people look like. We don't name call.
Those voices were Cassie Stevens, a student at Winthrop University in South Carolina, and retirees Angela French of Phoenix and Brenda Alston, who we found in Orlando, Florida. Back outside the White House, Majid Aziz of Silver Spring, Maryland, who's originally from Afghanistan and is now a U.S. citizen, says he wants to hear more about issues like health care and foreign policy. He thinks the bickering on both sides is getting in the way.
There's a lot of smearing right now between Hillary and Bernie. You know, Donald Trump is a bit of a sideshow. So all in all, I would say I'm pretty disappointed with the quality of the candidates and what they're actually promising and what they're actually going to be able to deliver on. So we'll see what happens.
But not for another year. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.